The only person I know who can give us a sensible answer on whether or not this is a good or a bad idea is Dr. Michael Goldman. He's professor of sport management program at the University of San Francisco. Michael, I mean, Spurs in the Premier League, it's not really a premier team, however, in terms of performance. What do you make of SA Tourism's thinking around putting big bucks behind a team that's neither here nor there?
Potentially a brilliant business deal, Bruce. Good evening. I think, you know, 300 million rand a year. Think about it as a media spend. So instead of putting that money onto CNN or Sky or Al Jazeera, SA Tourism potentially would be spending less than 30% of their 1.3 billion rand that the Treasury gives them to do this kind of thing around the world to attract tourists. They'd be spending less than 30% of that budget reallocating to a different media buy, a shirt buy, a sponsorship buy on its Spurs. And yes, you know, they may not be winning the cups that we want them to win if we are diehard Spurs supporters, but there are 20 million Spurs fans just in the UK alone. And that's a really appealing market, because if we just pick up a few of those, let's say 1%, right, of 20 million fans, that's 200,000 potential visitors to South Africa. That's half of the number of UK tourists currently coming to South Africa. You know, and at SATWA's numbers of about 10,000 rand that an average tourist spends, we're going to make that money up really, really quickly. And then, of course, not talk about the knock-on effects socially and economically.
Eyewitness
News Sport. People into jobs.
Sorry about Tola Kelly interrupting us once again there, Michael, but she's gone now. This idea of sponsoring a Premier League team, and the advantage, of course, of backing teams in the Premier League is this isn't local football. This isn't something that people huddle around their TV sets at home in Great Britain and Northern Ireland and watch the Premier League. The Premier League is a global platform. It is a global opportunity for exposure. Now, strikes me as quite a compelling media spend, as you refer to it.
Absolutely. I mean, 20 million fans in the UK, many more around the world. And I think if you run the ROI numbers, that 1 to 6 that is in this famous PowerPoint, you could pay for this potentially just off the UK visitors, which is what Rwanda did, right? Rwanda, as you mentioned, their consideration went from 29% to 50% within the first year, and they saw a 5% increase in UK tourists to Rwanda. If that was South African numbers, that would be an additional 20,000 people, 200 million rand. So yes, I mean, from a media buy, you're certainly getting access to this UK market. And of course, you know, sponsorships, as we know, is much more than a media buy. So that's going to be the first way we assess this, is from a media point of view. You know, is it equivalent in terms of ROI, in terms of eyeballs and potential visitors, to putting 300 million rand into, you know, CNN, Sky or Al Jazeera? But of course, much more importantly, sponsorship is about the activations that you can do, the access to players, the access to the stadium, the access to pre-season tours, all the ways in which we can make South Africa really relevant to people when they come out and watch Spurs play. And of course, that's not just at Spurs' home ground, but as you say, in the Premier League, you know, Spurs are playing all of those teams that maybe right now are playing much better. And if they happen to get into Europe, there's many more opportunities. So, but I think the global spin-off, which is tougher to calculate, but that could, you know, equal as many additional tourists. So, you know, nothing's guaranteed, as we know. Business decisions are always tricky beforehand. But, you know, if you run these numbers, you know, potentially they make a lot of sense. And the fact that, you know, it's only 30% of our annual budget for this kind of thing that we already have in the budget, you know, sounds like a good deal. The 1 billion rand headline, politically, given the chatter today, I think it's going to be really, really hard to approve.
And that's the trouble.
From a business point of view, it makes sense.
You understand from a marketing perspective, if you're marketing a product that isn't yet ready for market or a product that's not fit for sale, that you run the risk of getting lots of bad publicity. So you get lots of tourists coming to South Africa, and that's all well and good. But then they go home and they complain about no water, no electricity, our basic failures. And I think that's what's scaring a lot of South Africans is we're willing to spend money to draw people here, but we're not spending money on the experience of not only citizens, but the experience that the tourists will have when they come here. Because we're feeling very sorry for ourselves in terms of the way in which our country has been managed for the last while.
Absolutely. I mean, in SA Tourism's budget and the department's budget, there obviously is an investment almost equal to that R1 billion on tourism product development and making sure that when tourists do come, they have a great time in the tourist facilities, which, of course, many of us in South Africa are not experiencing. You know, so what, we're not necessarily experiencing exactly the same thing that the tourists are getting. So, you know, there's a little bit of a difference there. But yeah, you know, when the lights aren't coming on and we have concerns about water and we have ongoing political corruption questions, you know, these big numbers become difficult to swallow. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need to spend money to make money. And are we going to wait to get the country fixed before we go and sell the product? or can we get some revenues to help us fix things?
Exactly. So a lot of people are saying, well, you know, you could just give the R1 billion to Eskom, it would be better spent there. Well, R1 billion to Eskom right now, frankly, is not very much money. R1 billion to tourism promotion. What is SA Tourism's job? It exists to promote South Africa as a tourism destination. In your view, is this the best that they could do with the money at their disposal in order to achieve the goal of bringing more visitors to South Africa?
From an efficiency point of view, you mentioned the Arsenal numbers. This is, you know, half the Arsenal numbers at R300 million a year. You know, is this the best deal? I think, you know, it's one flight, not two. So Europe makes a lot more sense than other markets. We have got these strong ties to Western Europe. So from a tourism point of view, it's an easier sell. And our friends in the UK are feeling perhaps a little bit bummed right now, being a bit disconnected from their friends in the continent. So yeah, there may be a smart opportunity here to leverage you know, getting a bunch of English people to come and enjoy our summer. So I think those things line up quite well for this. I don't know if SA Tourism has considered other deals from a comparison point of view, and I'm sure that one of the analyses that would have been done purely from a media buy point of view is an efficiency ratio around the R300 million a year and what we get for in terms of eyeballs and the demographics of those eyeballs. How much money in the pocket? How old are they? What's their propensity to travel? What's the likelihood that we're able to increase that consideration and turn them into tourists? That's going to fund so many of our tourist businesses that employ so many of our people.
Thank you, Professor Michael Goldman. Michael Goldman is Professor of Sport Management at the University of San Francisco.